This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife where we break some bread and we drink some wine.
We're going to try to be timely about it.
Are we?
So,
evidently.
Let's get right in.
I like how you're like, hey, let's hurry up the show, but like you're like an hour and a half late.
You know, this is all on you.
Totally. Okay. Somehow it's on me.
Late. There's a lot of things to do around the house.
You're right.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about something that came up that when you came back from traveling and you had gotten to watch like a really fun movie on the plane. The movie was called?
It was called Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah, and you were talking to me about it and it resonated with me because I was having similar conversations with people at work.
Oh, yeah.
And so here's what we're going to talk about today. It's what is the difference between being motivated by money and selling out?
Because
I think there's like a fine line.
Yes.
It's, you know, you can be motivated by money, but then at what point has it like gone so far that you're a slave to the money now?
Right. Well, can I give the premise to the movie so people understand what it's about?
Uh-huh.
So the movie was called, why am I blanking on the name of the movie? I just said it.
Sorry to bother you.
I just said it too. Sorry to bother you. Yeah.
Goldfish memory.
Yeah, totally. So the premise is there's this guy who lives in Oakland and he's not making that much money. He's just barely scraping by. He finally gets a job as a telemarketer and he makes commission on his sales calls. So he's not even really making that much money at all. And he essentially changes his voice to be more, friendly and in a way that makes the people feel comfortable on the other end of the phone. They call it a white voice. And it's just really funny. It's like tongue in cheek. But he ends up selling a lot more because of this strategy. And then he just keeps climbing the ladder. And like every time he gets to a new level, he has to sell his soul a little bit more. And then it just becomes sort of hyperbolic as you continue to go through the story. Like he finds that he's selling like slave labor. And then he finds that he's creating like a new species of human being that could work harder. And it's like, but how about for this much money? And he goes, okay. You know, like, it's funny. I'd highly recommend it.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't ruin the end.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for
you. I don't know what, like, you know, the whole come to Jesus moment is at the end where it's like, you know, the revelation or the moral, but.
That was, you could probably see that most of that in the trailer though. It's like he gets an opportunity, he keeps growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
And, but when is enough? When do you stop? When are you motivated by money and when are you selling out?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like that. Yeah.
So let's start with the first part about this.
Yeah.
Being motivated by money.
Okay.
Good or bad?
Is it good to be motivated by money? Well, that's a good question. Is it good to be motivated by money?
I mean, I don't think it's bad. I'll say that.
Like, okay.
I'll share with you like the story that we were in a class one time and we were, you know, talking about
financial
finances.
Piece, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Financial piece. And then, mm-hmm. So we were with another couple at the table and they were sharing with us that they had a boy and a girl, just like we do. But that were of high school age.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that their girl was very motivated by money.
Mm-hmm.
And their boy was not. And the difficulty that they told us about was, you know, our girl, she's motivated by money. It's easy to get her to do things. Like she's self-motivated to like get a job at 16.
Yeah.
She works in the summer and she has her routine. Like she, you know, anytime if we like want the lawn mowed, we can offer her $5. She'll do it. On the other hand, their son could care less.
Yeah.
And he's happy like laying on the couch and watching TV and playing video games. And he doesn't really want to buy anything. And he's not motivated by money. And so there's kind of something cool about that, I think. Like the pro of that is being content. He's content.
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm good.
Kind of minimalist. Like, I don't need anything. I'm
right.
happy.
I got my video games.
That's
right.
Cool. But they were sharing with us that it was really frustrating for them because he would kind of just like lounge on the couch all day. Yeah. And like, they'd be like, hey, we'll give you $100 to mow the lawn. Yeah. And he's like, nah, I'm good. So I think there are definite pros to being motivated by money.
Sure.
And I don't think that's inherently a bad or wrong thing.
Well, I think what we're talking more is the end result though, as opposed to I'm physically motivated by, you know, pieces of paper. I'm motivated by what does that money then get me? Mm. You know? So I don't know. I think the term motivated by money sounds not good to me. Mm. But I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking it incorrectly. I'm thinking of like, what if you're motivated by a tool that can help you to get things that are greater in life? Right. You know. So for me, I was motivated by I was motivated by money for quite a while, so that I could take care of my family, so that I could buy a house, mm-hmm. so that I could get a cool car, that I could, you know, have my kids' college funds funded, like for an end goal. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the term motivated by money that sounds that has some sort of negative connotations.
You're right. So the money is a means to an end. So mm-hmm. whatever you're going to buy with that money is really what you're motivated by. Right. Like if I'm saving up for a vacation.
Yeah.
I'm not really motivated by money. I'm motivated by the vacation that
exactly
I'm going to be able to go on.
So in terms of being a sellout, then do you have any values that you're trying to adhere to, or are you just like more is more, 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 more? I'll sell my soul.
Right. Right. At what point does it become like
they make the hyperbole in the movie, like they offer him like $100 million at the end for his last role, and he's like, maybe. But it's like, for what?
Was that when they wanted to like build like superhumans?
Yes. Watch the movie. It's pretty good. It's pretty out there. I don't know. Maybe you'll get a sense of my humor when you watch it, because it's pretty like dark humor kind of sort of thing. But it's very funny. I think it got like 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. But anyway, I digress. So selling out. I don't know. Have you had a moment in your life where you felt like you've been a sellout?
I definitely think I've done things that I'm uncomfortable having done.
Because you needed the money or wanted the money?
So that's the thing, though. I'm trying to remember, like, the couple of times that come to my mind, which I'm definitely not going to share on this show.
What?
I wasn't doing those for money. I was doing them for other reasons, like wanting other people to think I was cool.
Hmm.
Let's see.
And why aren't you going to share them on the show?
Not appropriate. Just, yeah. Tell like, you later.
Okay. That's a late show.
but yeah, I've done things that I'm not proud about or shouldn't have done and didn't want to do, but I made the decision to do them because I was motivated by other things, by wanting people to like me, wanting to get a laugh.
Okay.
By, I can't really remember selling out for money.
Okay. So
can you?
Other motivations
Wait,
then.
Can you?
Well, I mean, kinda. Yeah. I mean, for a big portion of my career, I would say that was kind of selling out for money.
Yeah. You mean this latter portion?
Yeah, my latter portion of
for sure.
Probably the last 5 years of my career. I hated what I did, and I was doing it because I needed the money. I didn't feel passionate about it. I didn't even like the cause. I felt like it was not something I cared about. So I felt like that was a bit of selling out. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, sometimes you got to be a sellout if you have other things that you're responsible for, right?
Have you ever felt like a sellout in your current situation with your podcast and stuff?
I'm hyper conscious of promoting products or services that I don't feel would be beneficial to my audience or people who are listening. And for that reason, I am very bad at affiliate marketing and I'm very bad at making money.
You've totally gotten a pretty large sum offer from a company that wanted to promote like really, really high interest personal loans.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And you were like, I can't do it.
Yeah. Which yeah. I mean,
me happy.
I'm so the flip side of that is that there's lots of people that do what I do that make lots of money and they do really well. And, I'm not doing horribly. As I've talked about on the show, I make $40,000 a year. When I used to make $180,000. So I used to, I don't know. I felt proud about that amount of money before when I was selling out. And now I don't feel like I'm selling out, but I'm not making very much money. That's very funny, actually.
That's kind of messed up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what does that say? Like if you stick to your morals and values and your passions, then you have to make a little bit less.
Are you prepared to be poor?
No, I'm going to do better, everybody. I'm going to prove this wrong. I'm going to stick to my guns, stick to my morals and values, and I'm going to make what I used to make in my old job. That's someday. In the meantime, I've got a really awesome wife that's got this full-time job and benefits.
I, too, am not willing to sell out. There like, I'm not. Yeah. And so, no, for
you are, I think you are, I don't mean to say it like that. What I'm saying is, I thank you for letting me play on the internet is what I was trying to say, but you are,
but I don't make that much money either.
Right. In both of your current roles, you chose to say, hey, I don't want to run around with my head cut off, you know, being an account person that drives me nuts. I want to have something that's a little more balanced. Mm-hmm. You chose an administrative assistant role and you're happy with that.
If I think about at my agency or any of the places I've worked, really the highest paying jobs were the most stressful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah.
You really are. I mean,
purposefully, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it from the management standpoint. Mm-hmm. We'll give you lots of money to travel around a lot and deal with people we don't want to deal with.
Right.
Makes sense. But I mean,
so I guess the means to the end, whatever you are planning on spending that money on has to be really worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the difference between selling out and not selling out is like when you start doing it just out of greed, where it's like, I already go on 5 vacations a year or like whatever. Like I already have $1 million home. Mm-hmm. Now I want a bigger home and a boat and a this and a that I won't even have the time to use because I want, you know, I just want the fame and glory that come along with it.
Is that selling out or is that greed though?
Maybe they're tied.
Maybe. Maybe, baby. No, it's interesting. I mean, it's very interesting.
I would say that the moment that you're given an opportunity that you want to say no to, but you say yes because the offer is good enough,
and you need
that's
the money,
when I think you're selling out.
Yeah, the offer is good enough, or you're in a position where you're like, oh, I really need this. I really need the money. I don't necessarily agree with the message or the product or the service or the thing that I'm doing, but I really need the money. That would be my level.
Wait a minute, though.
What?
If you really, really need the money, like, okay, somebody who decides to become, let's just say, a stripper.
Yep.
Who decides to become a stripper because they need to feed their family.
Yeah.
And that gives them, you know, the most money for the time that they have.
That's true.
If they really, really need it, I don't know if I'd consider that selling out or just doing something out of desperation.
Yeah.
Like your decision is being.
So is that motivated my money then?
I don't know. This is a tough one.
It is. It's a conundrum.
This is a really tough one.
Yeah, no, I think there are positions. I mean, again, I complained about me not really liking my job. It comes from a very privileged position of making lots of money and whining about, you know, what I was doing. But there are lots of people out there who need to go to their job to work, to feed their kids, to get by, to, you know, keep a roof over their heads. And I don't consider that selling out at all. No, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. And there were times in my life where I was doing that too.
About Les Mis, and Les Mis, the mom who was Cassette's mom.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen this show, movie.
You've never like heard the music or the play, seen the play?
I've heard the music. I went to the play when I was a kid. I don't remember any of that.
I might have to choose that for my next movie night.
Sounds good. Sorry.
So anyway, very famous. I think it's a French. Yeah, obviously, Les Mis. Mm-hmm. French play. And one of the characters, and you really feel for all of their situations. And there's a lot of people that do things that are, you know, good and bad, but it's because of a reason. So like the beginning of the story starts with a guy who steals a loaf of bread. Well, he's a boy. He's a young boy. He steals a loaf of bread. Okay. Yes. Stealing is wrong, but he and his family were starving and he stole it to feed his family. So I don't know if that's wrong. Like, yes, you're breaking a rule, but it's a human made rule.
And you got to survive
for the greater good.
Absolutely.
So same thing with another character who has a daughter and can't take care of her well enough. So sends her to somebody that will take care of her, but needs to be able to pay that person each month. And so becomes works in a brothel and sends money for them to take care of her daughter.
Yeah.
Is she selling out? No, I would just say that she's in a really tough situation and she's doing what she's got to do for a means to an end.
Yeah, I agree. I think the term selling out has in our lexicon has come when somebody has some privilege already and then they are doubling down on being able to make more money on things they don't actually believe in. You know, you like the hyperbole example from Wayne's World, you know, where they're like, Pizza Hut. I love pizza.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they start doing the funny commercials.
The choice of a new generation.
Choice of a new generation. Mm-hmm. And they drink it. It's like they're making fun of the idea.
They're doing something they don't believe in for money that they don't need. It's money they want, not money they need.
Ah, maybe that's the definition then.
I think it might be.
Mm.
So key takeaway.
We just did something.
Maybe got to somewhat of something that makes sense.
I love it. Well, let's check in with everybody before we do our key takeaways if that's cool with you.
You have to read them because I'm not wearing my contacts.
That's okay. Carlos, of course.
Hi, Carlos.
What's up, man? Carlos
just said hi without even
you don't even need to see the screen. Carlos told me today, Carlos, what's up? Carlos told me today he got his Marriage, Kids, and Money t-shirt in the mail.
Oh, Carlos,
and by the way, if you're on the YouTube stream, you could see my lovely teal Marriage, Kids, and Money shirt. If you want to support, this is me selling out. Okay. If you want to support, actually, it's not selling out. Let's talk about this. MarriageKidsAndMoney.com/store. If I was like a heating and cooling guy and I was wearing my heating and cooling guy shirt, would you think I'm a sellout, like for promoting my business?
No.
No, I'm promoting my business, right?
Yeah.
Look at this. I'll promote my business, everybody. Anyway, t-shirts, mugs, all sorts of stuff. Mug Costanza, marriagekidsandmoney.com/store. Carlos, thank you for your support. We appreciate it. And I can't wait to see some sort of photo with you wearing it because that'll just make me smile. How was your trip to Texas? It was great. Thank you for asking. I was there for a week. Nicole is awesome because she let me go play at Money Nerd Camp, which is called FinCon 2021 for people who are in personal finance media. I got to be the co-host of the conference with my friend Paula Pant from Afford Anything, and it was a blast. And we even did a meetup with people who are like-minded in our community and hung out with us in Austin.
And you were nominated for two.
Yes. We were nominated for two Plutus Awards.
Didn't win any of them.
We went 0 for 2.
That's cool.
But that's okay.
Actually,
cool to be nominated.
I saw the people that won in our category. We had no chance.
Yeah. Check out Rich and Regular amazing. If you guys are on YouTube or any other platform.
Like
they're awesome.
They do a lot of editing and like they tie in like cooking and they like look good.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we got some work to do anyway. thank you very much for being Jacob. What's up, man? Is this the Jacob from all the way from Australia? Wow. Jacob, thank you for making for the live, man. Appreciate it. Andy has to become a stripper. This is what he says. What's the takeaway here? He says this is the final takeaway is that Andy's going to become a stripper.
Yes.
Actually, I think, if you've been listening for a while, Nicole equated what I do on the internet to being a stripper.
Yeah,
I think 9 months ago,
bears all of our information. Actually, you're stripping for two, like on your show.
Strip for her and
Good
strip for
Lord.
Me. Yeah, so awesome. This is lovely. So let's talk about our takeaways. Okay. That might be one of mine, no?
That you should become a stripper?
Yeah, I don't know.
Key takeaway. Hey. No, I would say, okay, the key takeaway that I got from this is I think that the distinction we made is what crosses the line or what like determines that you've sold out is when you're doing something out of greed.
Greed. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. And I could be wrong. Like if you guys think I'm wrong, chime in. I'm okay with changing my mind.
This is your takeaway, not everybody's takeaway.
But I think that's the distinction for me. I wouldn't think a decision made on its own, like just looking at somebody's decision to, you know, sell cigarettes. Mm-hmm. somebody's decision to sell cigarettes to me does not determine, like I can't just look at that decision and be like, yep, that's selling out. I need to understand their motivation for doing something like that.
Right.
Is it literally the only job they can get? And if they don't do it, their children will starve. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't call that selling out. I would call that doing something out of desperation.
Yeah, I see that. All right, cool. Well, takeaway number two, I would say when you're considering, hey, am I selling out or am I doing the right thing? I would go back to your morals and go back to your values that you set up in the beginning. Like, and if you hadn't had a chance to think about what you care about or what you value, take a moment to do that. You know, write down what kind of life do I want to have? What do I want to be? What do I want my family to be? And look back on those values as you're asking yourself that question. Am I doing the right thing? Am I promoting something that I feel strong about? Or am I working at a company that I feel strong about? And then I guess bounce it off your values. I mean, not everybody has that ability to do that all of the time, being like, hey, I'm going to quit this job at this automotive company because they're polluting the planet. It's like, okay, yeah. I mean, cool. Yeah. We want to help the planet, but what kind of position are you in to be able to do that at this point? Bounce it off your current situation, but yeah, look at those values and see how they align.
Yeah.
That'd be takeaway number two.
And then for me, the third takeaway would be, you know, I go back to the example of the couple that had the two teenagers, one's motivated by money and one's not. I don't think it's bad to be motivated by money, but I think somewhere in between the two might be great.
Like, yeah, I like that.
A little bit motivated by money, but also like the boy, to be content with what you have, and to find, you know, peace and, you know, not wanting for so many things that you put yourself in a situation where you might want to sell out.
I like how you found the joy in his situation. Cause like the story that when I originally heard it from you was like, oh yeah, he really needs to get off the couch and like get motivated so he can go buy some stuff at the store. But it's like, I liked your viewpoint where it's like, he's actually pretty content.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's some beauty in that, but I think somewhere in between.
Yes.
Will allow you to, you know, be content, but also like somewhat motivated, you know, to want to make more and to want to do things, but not so motivated that you want so much more that you'll do anything.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like this movie.
Yeah. So, you know, just practicing things that can like help you like appreciate what you've got so you don't feel like you just have to keep getting more and more and more at any means possible.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Very cool. I think we hit it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Everybody. Yeah. So I guess that should have been one of my takeaways. Check out this movie. It's funny.
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you. I think it was nominated for best movie a couple years ago, but it's got like 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's fantastic. It's very, very funny. And you'll see my humor. And if you watch it and you're like, oh, this was horrible, then don't take any movie recommendations from me anymore. And if you have a new topic for us or anything you want us to talk about, please contact us on social media, Andy Hill MKM, or leave us a voicemail, marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. We love the feedback we've been getting, and we look forward to doing more of this next week. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers, everyone. Oh, you just came back from Texas.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw some y'alls out there. Y'all. See ya.